Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Orkin. You can watch the show every day. We've got cameras going. All the lights are up really bright. Super excellent, you know, really good lighting in here. Got our wardrobe department putting together our awesome outfits every day. Designer stuff.
Totally.
I mean, you got to check it out. Go to your computer and go to radioalice.com/watch, and every day you can watch the Looking Glass.
The giant gash in the top of my head has healed everyone to the enough that I can go without a ball cap.
What giant gash?
I got a giant gash in the top of my head.
How'd you do that?
In the rafters.
Oh, let me see.
You know when you hit your head on something and you just go, oh no.
Yeah.
Was it one of those ones that wouldn't stop bleeding?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you've been wearing a hat for a few days. Holy crap, Vinny.
Healed. Are you kidding? That's
I know, like, but geez, Louise. So you've been having that for the... When did that happen? Middle
probably
of last week?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you were talking about having to go up into your...
Whenever that was,
you must have brought it up
there.
Because you
oh,
gashed your head.
Well, so now I was able to shave. I had to just hold my fingers over it and shave around
it.
Anyway.
So that must have bled like a biatch.
Oh, it was something.
Is it like a nail or just the edge
I don't know.
Of a beam,
you know, it's so funny. The missus goes, well, what did you cover it? I go, no, I cursed many times and was like,
yikes.
And then I climbed. Yeah, this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel it.
And then I climbed out of there. I took my shirt off and put it over the blood.
Oh,
yeah.
And then, because I didn't want it to drop onto the carpet
sure.
as I was climbing
brand
out of
brand new carpet, right. For God's sake. Hard to get blood out.
Yeah. So I never looked back. No. So there's probably a bloody, pointy thing up there somewhere.
Oh, boy.
But I was like,
had you done what you needed to do up there?
I was like, right. I think maybe that was it. I was rushing to get done.
Getting out.
So I'll be wearing a helmet from now on.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
I have
boy,
one.
That's,
you got your 49er helmet.
I can't believe you didn't tell us about that.
I got a 49er helmet. I got a skateboarding helmet. Why would I say that?
Because you cut your head. It's awesome.
What?
I can't actually, it's so big. I'm surprised you didn't go get stitches.
No.
Like, it's a pretty long cut.
Oh, it was real. It's healed. This is a week of healing.
And it's still all scabby.
Yeah.
You put in any Neosporin or anything?
No.
Oh, well, I don't care if I get an infection on my head.
So, you know, do all kids love injuries and farming their little boo-boos?
Oh, sure. Picking your scabs.
It's normal. Yeah. I mean, my kid is like so into it. Oh, look, I got a bruise. Or, oh, look. And then she's into doctoring my head.
Oh.
Like, let me see how you're doing. Put your head down. Okay. Well, it's looking better.
Oh,
all right.
Sweet.
She wants to see it.
Yeah.
Did she touch it?
Yeah.
Rub it?
Well, she,
kiss
I mean,
it.
Massage.
We should put a Band-Aid on that. I'm like,
did she see you all covered in blood?
No.
That's good. When my dad had a tree fall on him when he was helping his brother take some tree down, and he came back and his face was racked up. Like, I burst into tears
when I saw
him as a little kid. Because he was just, you know, huge cut on his face, and his eye was all black and swollen. It looked like he'd been through a washing machine tumble cycle
yikes.
Or something. And I always think that, like, you know, you don't your parents seem like so large and in charge. And to see you with blood all over you might have been, like, I'm glad she didn't see you like that. Because I could still totally picture his face right now.
Part of the reason that, for me anyway, I want her to come in here today is because now we're at the memory stage.
What do you mean?
Like, I remember being 4 years old, sure. 5 years old. When you're three, you don't remember anything from three.
Or if you do, you couldn't place when you remember it from, you know.
So
you might remember a place or something, but not.
We're there now. We're at the place. So I wouldn't want her to remember that, you know, dad with a bloody head.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. It's one of my worst memories.
Yeah.
I definitely stop stuff when the, you know, like Gotham. She came running down. I'm watching Gotham. I'm like, pause.
Hopefully not on some horrible scene.
They're maniacs on that show.
Speaking of Gotham, 707 says the actor that plays the Joker is on Showtime's Shameless. So I looked him up. His name is Ian, and he plays one of Frank's kids on the show. He is such a fantastic actor.
Oh, he's good in Shameless,
the redhead,
too. Yes.
Yeah, redhead, really pale dude. He plays a gay character on the show and a medic, and he also suffers from bipolar disease. And what is this
boy? They give him some really challenging.
Cameron Monaghan.
He's just a wonderful.
That's
actor.
The name of the character. That's the kid?
Yeah, in real life.
In real life. Cameron Monaghan. Yeah. So keep your.
But I could picture, because he's got these eyebrows just naturally that go up and creepy looking, very good looking kid, but you could see the creep in there.
He's got a film coming out called The White Devil.
Oh, man. Whoa.
The White Devil.
Just based on the what I'm telling you, that kid's going to be. Well, and clearly he is already.
Yeah.
If he's on Shameless, he's had, how many seasons is that? Eight?
Several, yeah.
That's been around a while, so he's going to be a thing.
I think sometimes people who play really good, you know, horrible, twisted characters on TV, they're horrible, twisted people in real life.
No.
So they are. So we're going to have to watch this kid.
He's got another movie coming out called Deliberation, and in this film it says, a nonviolent teen savagely murders his mother and sister, then turns himself into authorities. This guy, like, always is, like, this horrible human being.
Mm.
The Joker, the White Devil.
Is the Joker a bad guy? I mean, necessarily.
Oh, yeah. The Joker. Next to Darth Vader, he's either the greatest or the second greatest villain of all time in everything. Mm. Comics, film.
Mm. Well, they got the right guy based on what I watched last night.
Is this his first appearance on the... Or has he been on for a few episodes as a sweet boy?
They went to the circus... Apparently, his mom is a circus carnival type person.
Performer.
Joker's mom?
The Joker's mom. And there's something happens, and they are, while they're there, and they investigate, and it goes from there.
So anyway, you can watch this show at radioalice.com/watch. You can watch us go off on a tangent. It happens all the time. Just looked at the time and went, holy crap, I don't even think we've started the celebrity trash yet. Every home's unique. That's why Orkin relies on the latest science to get rid of pests. Science. Visit Orkin. Thank you. Visit Orkin.com today. Orkin pest control down to a science. All right. Celebrity trash. Today, as I would like to every day, I'm going to start with a story about the man with the biggest penis in the world.
Is this the guy from Mexico?
No, this is the Jonah Falcon guy. The guy from Mexico.
Didn't that turn out to be fake, didn't it?
Yeah. Like he always showed it in a sock?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so this guy.
Although he clearly has something going on.
Yeah,
the Mexico
guy. You guys had reported that the people.
Because that's 3 feet long.
That had seen it said it was mostly just foreskin.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, right.
He just didn't want to work.
Work.
Who does?
God, that's a great question. Let's find that person. I don't know.
I like working.
If you didn't have to, wouldn't you just be like, it's hard to get up and when you don't have to?
I can fill a day.
Oh, yeah.
You can't believe how I can fill a day.
Dude, I can sleep a day away.
Oh, fully.
I'll get up for tonight. I'll fill a night. How's that
sound? See everyone tomorrow.
Jonah Falcon is this guy's name. He's the dude... who has 13 and a half inches.
Is he a porn star?
He is not, I don't believe. He wants to be an actor. And he, I guess, is an actor, has done some acting. So he's 47 years old. And I believe that he's the guy who put a picture of himself out on the internet and basically said, look, this is what I got going on. And if anybody is bigger than this, then by all means, try to top me. But I think I have the biggest one. And other than the guy in Mexico who apparently is doing some kind of falsification of documents.
Yeah. No, okay, so we'll go with this Jonah Falcon guy. So I'm happy for him. I mean, that's Good
it's
for
a handicap, Vinny. It's not a bonus.
It's not.
No,
that's,
it is.
I like that you say that, except that you know, when a guy is a small one, you leave the date. You leave.
Yeah,
it's
regular
time to
size
go home.
Ones are the ones you want, not overly large and not too small.
Yeah, but I feel like you get used to and the fun wears off on a regular one where the...
No, the fun wears off on the big one.
Are you sure about
yes.
that?
Yes. Because then you're like, so I guess I'll have to stay with this guy because he's ruining me.
Is that surprisingly quiet?
I'm reading about the... I had never heard this guy's name before. So he did a documentary where in 99 on HBO about his member. But there was an incident that occurred here in San Francisco in 2012. He was stopped by TSA at SFO due to the large bulge in his pants.
Oh. Well, they were like, what are you smuggling in there?
Yeah, after passing through a metal detector and a body scanner, he was selected for additional screening, after which he was released and allowed to catch his flight.
Because they said, oh, you just have a giant one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy's name is Jonah Falcon, and we've seen pictures of him. We've definitely looked him up. I want to say Vinny has done stories about this dude at some point.
I remember that name.
Okay.
So he would like to be an actor. The problem is that he's famous for this penis thing, and he thinks that, you know, people are discriminating against him and not giving him a chance because when anybody Googles the guy's name, the first thing that pops up is his 13 and a half inches. So he says it stopped him from getting acting gigs. And by the way, dude, you can change your name, you know, have a professional name. But he says it hasn't stopped him from banging famous people, that famous people know what he's got going on. And he says specifically Oscar winners, Oscar nominees, other famous actors and actresses, because he's bisexual. So it could be anyone. But he wants to be clear, he's never banged Meryl Streep. He said, yes, I have. But he says people won't hire me. They Google Jonah Falcon and say we can't use him. He's known for his penis size. He says, but I've slept with celebrities, including Oscar nominees and winners. I can't talk about that. It wasn't Meryl Streep. Let's just leave it at that. He says, most of the time they sought me out. One or two of them were at parties. I'm a unique property, I guess. I guess if you knew that this guy had that going on, you might be curious enough to get down that road with him.
Well,
like,
you know,
let's see what that thing can do.
It's interesting that you say that because when Ron Jeremy came in here, he had alluded to sleeping with a bunch of kind of high-profile celebrities, too. And we had asked him, and he said, yeah, he was sought out as well.
Just
because of who he is.
And
his mad skills.
Does he have a masterful size happening down there? I don't remember him being, you know, large, but certainly not a 13.
Not this.
Right.
Large.
This guy's like, got an anaconda in his pants.
You don't want that?
No. You know what's funny about that? Because obviously it's not at attention there. It looks long, but not all that exciting.
Let me see. Hold it up to the
Hold
window,
it up
buddy.
For Uzi. Like, I've seen dudes in pornos
I guess that's
where
it
just, you're just like, holy crap, no one can do that.
Yeah, that, ouch.
Yeah.
It's funny about Ron Jeremy. When they ask him how big it is, he says, it's 2 inches from the floor.
Well, he's a short guy.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, do you have Ron Jeremy's junk?
No, that's the dude.
Yeah, see, now that is impressive. Show that to Uzette. But even that, like, it's so huge that you can't get enough blood in it to make it really...
worthwhile?
That's not worthwhile?
Oh, that is just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I don't want that.
Yeah, you do.
No.
You guys are married.
You guys
you
clearly want
that.
No, we don't. I would say if that was, it's just too much.
Right. Yeah.
Shut up. It's like if someone took their leg, bent it back at the knee like this, and then tried to get their knee in, you know?
Yeah.
Like that's not comfortable. That's not welcome.
No.
It's like
recovery time is long.
It's like having a baby every time you
right.
see them. Like, I'm going to be out of commission for a few weeks. Check in with me later. And then you're just ruined.
But you liked it the whole time.
No, you didn't.
It hurt so good.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
what I'm looking for.
Come on, baby.
Anyway, so he says he's done some Oscar nominees, some Oscar winners. I mean, Frances McDormand, come on. You know, she's wild. He rips that burlap dress off her. No, who didn't?
Is that a story? Or are you really?
No, I'm actually sort of suggesting. I was thinking, like, who could he have done in Hollywood? Who would have been wanting to do him?
And mm-hmm.
She was the first person who popped in my mind. I was like, You know she's up for it.
Hurt so good. Come on, baby,
see?
Make it hurt so good.
You are totally into it.
I mean, I'm totally into singing.
You make it.
Right, but you're singing
so
about
good.
The no, giant not. Wiener now.
I apologize, Frances McDormand. I'm sure you wouldn't be into that. You ever hear someone say, you know, the ancient Chinese proverb?
Oh, wait, so the story is he can't find work.
Yeah, he can't find work, okay. And he's banged Oscar people. Okay. He's in the news today, I guess, for talking. I don't know. I just thought, hey, you're talking about the guy with the big one. What the hell? Hopefully the kids are still asleep.
They are. It's summertime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Chinese proverbs.
What do you know?
A
in
man
offhand?
Who chases two rabbits catches neither.
Two rabbits?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks
give me another
so
one.
Much.
Got another one?
Opportunities don't just happen; you create them.
Yeah.
Is this one? Those who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those doing it.
Yes, that is one.
Ivanka Trump thought so too. She tweeted
it's not.
It out. Apparently not.
Oh.
You know, when
Ivanka and Hooman.
Right. Well, when
wait,
you're
say it again. Those who
those
what?
Who say it cannot be done should not interrupt those doing it. So she was. She'd sent out a message to the haters, you know, saying who said, I don't know what they were saying. I don't read what the haters have to say, and I'm not on Twitter, but I'm sure they were just like, whatever, critical
of
Donald Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un.
She got a little bit. Okay. She got a few of the words mixed up, right?
No, they're saying so there are places that there's a place called quote investigator.
Oh,
I don't know why they exist or.
Such as this.
You know, I guess because people are always crediting quotes to people who didn't come up with them or not crediting the right people. So there are people who said, okay, we got to figure out where this quote is from.
Yeah, what's it from?
It turns out the New York Times used a website called Quote Investigator and determined it looks like it actually originated in the U.S. in the early 1900s.
Wow. So, still a good one.
It is a good one. You know, it's just it's not a Chinese proverb. That's all.
You
so
know,
the haters were all over her.
I know Twitter's right down the street, and
hey,
I hate to be a hater or whatever, but man, I swear, I wish someone would buy it and just throw it in the trash, like just throw it away, because it really is where all the bad stuff
the
seems
trolls
to happen.
Are, yeah.
There's such a negative energy around that little app, and that comes from everything Twitter. It's just the.
I agree. It's nobody. Nothing good happens on Twitter.
It is idiocy that happens on there, whether it be the people posting or the people attacking the posters or.
Right.
The whole thing is so negative. It just would. We'd be a better society without it.
Kim Kardashian is, you know, now that she's like super influential and got that one lady released, now she's going to Twitter and she's saying, we need an edit button because every place else you can change your post. But now if I want to change my post, I have to delete it. And then I lose all my previous likes and retweets.
Well.
And so I want to be able to go and edit it and have the retweets all be changed as well.
Twitter.
And apparently they're listening to her, Vinny. She's very. Yeah.
If anyone could change things.
It's me. I'm Kim Kardashian and I'm going to change things. I started with my ass and moved on to my waist. And now I'm going to change things for Twitter.
And she got a lady out of jail.
And that too. I've accomplished so much, I actually forgot to say that one. Thanks for reminding me. So anyway, maybe she'll save Twitter too. That'd be great. Or like Vinny said, somebody rich could buy it and throw it in the trash.
Just throw it away, please.
No,
I know there are people who are like, what are you saying? This is my job. I know. Yeah. I'm not. It's just the side effects of that app are felt.
And it's
around the world.
Everything. Like I it actually annoys me when I watch what you think is a legitimate news program, and then they say, "Let's see what you're saying about it." Let's turn to the tweets, and then they put up like random, you know, I heart puppies, you know, hashtag yay, and they've got some stupid random comment about whatever it is they're talking about, and I just feel like, oh God, this is what we've been reduced to. Like,
well,
this
yeah,
is
they're
the platform
trying to
for
stay
the trolls
relevant.
And the
that's what people are doing.
I guess. Anywho, there's your early trash.
Oh.
What's coming up in the... Oh.
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 Hmm. Yeah, Twitter.
No, everyone uses Twitter. Yeah,
that's the problem. The point and the problem.
Right.
What's going up?
A neck tattoo makes the news. Also, repairs your home needs and more after these.
Alice is at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Indeed.com. We were talking about a quote that Ivanka Trump put up on Twitter that she credited as an ancient Chinese proverb, and it turns out it wasn't, because there's, who knew? There's, you know, quote investigators' websites where we found this one from the 510. Don't believe everything you read on the internet. Abraham Lincoln. Hilarious. Oh, my God. I guffawed pretty hard on that one. Thank you, 510. Thank you, Adele.
I read a good one, too.
Oh, did you? Oh, all right.
This is deep. Okay. A clear conscience never fears knocking on the door at midnight.
Oh, like if someone knocks on your door at midnight and your conscience is clear, then you're fine with it?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're like, oh, crap, the police are here.
What could that be? What did I not do?
Yeah. Huh, that's interesting, because anytime a door, you know, if someone knocked on my door at midnight, I'd be scared no matter what.
What if you had a clear conscience?
But I do have a clear conscience, so like it's more like nothing good happens after midnight,
yeah,
which is a quote I attribute to Vinnie Crackhorn.
And which isn't my quote. It's actually some coach's quote.
Where I got it from.
Right, but that's some coach who tries to keep his players from going out.
And having a good time.
Well, because nothing good happens after midnight.
Totally.
And I bet the quote's actually like 9 o'clock.
Right.
He doesn't want him out after 9. Forget midnight.
He's like, I don't want you out after dinner. So we're going to go ahead and go to our rooms. Are you hiring with Indeed? You can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari. It's the selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Learn more at Mercari.com.
I'll be spending lots of time at the Bay Club this year. Get it? It's the opposite of what I did last time.
I don't. Yeah. What?
Nothing. You had to be there, Vin.
Here's what's happening. I guess we'll begin with the World Cup starts tomorrow because it's the most important sporting event in the history of the world.
Right.
So we're not participating. As I say we, I mean the United States.
We don't even have a pony in the race. Not,
well, I mean, I'm Mexico, but from what I hear, they're not going to, they won't go long.
I'm rooting for Iran. They're not going to go long either.
Iran.
Anyway, that starts tomorrow. And
oh, there's the...
Oh. Good one, Vin.
Day drinkers and the like, rejoice as you've got an 8 a.m. game tomorrow morning. The bars are going to be excited.
I like a good beer buzz.
In the morning.
Early in the morning. Yep.
So, one of Hooman's friends.
Oh, which one? Which one of his amazing friends?
Tim Draper.
Oh,
yeah.
You know him, don't you?
I sent him an email the other day. He didn't write me back.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, not friends anymore.
Why do I know that name?
Tim Draper is the Bay Area venture capitalist that has bankrolled an effort to turn California into 3 separate states.
Oh, this guy, yeah.
He wants to break it up into Northern California, which, you know, the bottom, I guess, is down there just past San Jose. I guess it would be Gilroy-ish.
Uh-huh.
And then... this Monterey to Long Beach or L.A., the lower L.A., southern L.A. area along the coast would be California.
Okay.
And then.
So just the coast.
Just the coast.
From like wherever our state ends.
Let me show
south.
This to you.
Yeah, let me have a look at this. And what's the third state called?
Southern California. And that's Fresno, Bakersfield, and then Orange County area.
Oh, it gets
San Diego.
Diego and everything. Yeah. So California. Oh, geez. Sorry.
That's okay. That's the guy, though.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
You can see the populations. What, like, land-wise, it doesn't make sense. But if you go to populations, you can see they're fairly even though the territory
are
is
much longer there. Right. The inland.
Not even close to the same.
Yeah.
Size.
And why does he want to do this?
I don't know, but it's made the ballot. So he's put a bunch of effort into this. He feels like this is a...
Where do you come down? Where are you going to vote on this? Is this coming up in November?
You have to show me why our lives improve greatly in order to make such a big change. So I'll look into it. I haven't seen any evidence that my life is going to improve dramatically by some breakup of California. Mm. So if they...
I like us
you know,
as one
it's,
big
It's
state.
Their turn to go out there and make that something we need.
And it's
show me I need that.
It's one of the things I like about California is it's huge, it's diverse, it is kind of like its own country. You know, the whole skiing in the morning and swimming in the afternoon and all the agricultural stuff and some of the big, wonderful cities that we have. I'm not for this. What do you think, Yuzi?
No,
right, I'm with you, Vince. Show me why this benefits, and why it benefits all three places. Because it actually seems to me that like sticking Bakersfield and kind of that whole Central Valley, Southern
with
Central
Orange
Valley
County
stuff.
Area?
Yeah, that actually feels like you know maybe you're just kind of squishing people out or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
Sky racist or what's his deal?
Well,
Tim Draper.
You know, we used to hang out back in the day. He's
How far back in the day was this college? Did he go to Hayward?
Remember that song I played on the air called "The Risk Master"? You guys played it anyway. That song's written about him. He's an interesting guy. He's very friendly. He's very welcoming. He's big into the cryptocurrency right now. He's a big proponent of that. He's a billionaire.
Is he a Trump guy?
I'm assuming he is. You know, I don't know for sure. I could ask him next time I see him, but like I said, I sent him an email the other day to do an intro between him and another guy, and he didn't return the call.
Well, he's very busy getting his ballot measure on there. All right.
Well, clearly he's been busy with this.
We'll have to read about it and see what benefits it would have for each of the states. Is one state getting the
one
shaft?
One of the negatives they say here is it will just increase. I mean, we've got enough bureaucracy and special interests.
Right. Now we need three governments.
And now we're going to have just triple it.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy behind like Skype and Hotmail and viral marketing. You know, these are the things he's done.
Tim Draper. All right.
And he spent he got 600,000 signatures for this thing to divide California.
Well, I still haven't heard why it would be good. So
we'll see.
Okay.
But there it is, the biggest breakup of all time. California.
Will my taxes go down?
I'd be interested in that. Yeah, me too.
Mm.
No kidding. Are you kidding?
No. I would like my taxes to go down.
Yeah. The average home needs 9 repairs right now.
Oh, what are they?
Roof repairs.
I need to get a new roof.
That's what we're working on at my place.
Oh.
The apartment.
Oh, right, your apartment, right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not leaking or anything, but it's been on there a long time, and I feel like, you know, so I'll
tell you what. You ever see a place get a new roof, you wouldn't even think roof, and then you look at it and go, that looks spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Like a whole new world
going
on over there.
They get beat, especially coastal stuff. I'm sure your place gets really beat.
Yeah. Well, and that place was built in the 50s, so it's not.
Well, and sometimes they'll slap a new roof right over the old roof,
That's not good.
Well, it apparently works, but you can only do it, you know, you can't do it 5 times. And it makes it harder and harder to put the new roof on. I really want to get solar, too. Like, I feel like maybe that's a good motivator. Like, get the roof done, have them do that at the same time.
Right, that's for sure.
Yeah. You have solar now, don't you?
I do.
God, you're lucky. That's good. Oh, I really want that.
Yeah, it's important in California.
Yeah, why wouldn't we? Didn't they just pass something where now new houses have to have solar?
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Painting, remodeling the bathroom, installing new carpet, landscaping projects. It looks like our homes are in a really a state of disrepair.
Well, we're busy. And those things are expensive.
And everything costs money. Yeah.
Well, sure. Landscaping projects.
Yeah.
Would you call that your yard or is that, would you call your yard an entire remodel?
No, that's just a landscaping project. That took a really long time.
fixing the drywall, fixing or replacing a door, fixing or replacing a window and floor repairs. Our homes need a lot
need
of work.
Need some work. Yep. The joys of home ownership, Hooman.
Hooray!
Does your apartment need anything?
Well, when it does, I just make one call and it's, you know, done within a week. And
nice.
That's pretty
good landlord.
That is one really good reason to not own.
Well, yeah. You're right about that.
I am. I want $9 electric bill. That's that's pretty tempting.
And you don't even have solar.
Yeah, I don't have solar.
Oh, wait. But you don't even go home.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
So basically what it costs to run his refrigerator.
I'll
for the
say
month.
This. You guys spend a lot of time at home, so.
We do.
I guess having a great home is important if you spend a lot of time there.
Yes.
If you don't spend a lot of time there, why, you know?
Right.
BC.
What just happened?
What's that for?
That we spend a lot of time at home and we should invest in our own property.
Yes, is that like a ding-ding?
That's like a ding-ding, yes.
Oh, that was a shame.
It's
oh.
just like different. That is a very different.
Sorry,
I was like, oh, is this some kind of weird, like, you know, go-home chime? I guess I got to go home.
I'm always looking for a chance to hit my bell and I didn't see it. Sorry, Holmes.
I didn't realize it threw you off that much.
Shame, Bryn.
It wasn't NBC, huh?
No, NBC is
and,
this,
this is the one that he does, this other chime.
Tattoos are fun.
Oh, sure. Really
I got a
fun.
A couple of them.
Super fun, especially like when you got to burn them off you later.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, that story is so good.
I was thinking about that all day.
You
did?
Oh, my God.
How funny.
Your because mom the amount is of so anger bad. You must have had to do something like
yeah,
that.
Your mom is badass. Was. Sorry. Rest in peace, Sheila.
Sheila.
A 25-year-old woman named Amanda Fisk, or is it Fisky? You're from Boston. You'd know. Is it Fisk or Fisky?
I think it's Fisk. Okay. I don't know, though. Don't
Amanda Fisk. You don't know her?
I don't know. Oh, is she one of my people? From
she's
a
from
asshole?
Boston.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do know her, actually. It's Fisk.
It's Fisk. Yeah. Okay. She recently got a neck tattoo of two things that she was very sentimental about from seeing them in her backyard during her childhood. A red maple leaf and a blue jay.
Oh.
On her neck.
Huh. All
right. Now, I do this story because I want all of you people out there in the world to hear this as I say it. When your friend gets a tattoo and you see something wrong with it or you see something in it that might be negative, zip it.
Don't say anything.
Don't
it's
tell
too late.
Them that.
It's
they
too
just
late.
Got a neck tattoo.
Yeah.
Don't say to them, did you know that looks just like the Toronto Maple Leafs baseball team logo? As she's in Boston, you must know.
Yes.
The teams are everything.
I actually wondered if it was going to be like a Canadian, you know, because don't they also have the Toronto Blue Jays?
That's the logo.
So she's got the Blue Jays and the Maple Leaf. Oh, there. Oh, my God. There it is. So where's the
actual tattoo. Let me see it. Hold on.
Yeah.
So anyway, she gets that on her. She posts it for all to see. Look.
And the Red Sox fans go crazy.
This is what I remember from my youth in my own backyard. And her friend.
Moved to
one
Toronto.
One of her friends pointed out, you've just recreated the exact Toronto Blue Jays logo on your. It's on her neck, too. You understand that the neck tat. We just talked about this yesterday.
Like, don't do it, kids.
Well, I was trying to say that you'd.
No, I said, if you get that, I won't marry you. I know how bad you want me to marry you.
I understand.
Keeps coming up. So.
No, well, that's not really what the point was. The point was, is here I am making the most dedicated possible play for you as a...
Yeah, I don't want to look at you and
as my wife.
See my portrait on your neck.
It's not your portrait.
What is it?
Well, okay. What if I want to get your portrait? What if I do this?
No, my God, please don't do any of it.
What if I want a tattoo of your face on me, but I don't put it on? Okay, let's do this.
It's going to get better and better.
Sure. What if I want a tattoo of your face making a circle mouth right on my hip?
Making a circle mouth?
Right.
Why do you want that?
Because that's one of my favorite looks on you.
Oh, my God. What just happened?
You wouldn't want that?
No.
What if I get...
I'm pretty sure that you're... Fiance wouldn't want that either.
Well, we're not in real life right now. I'm talking
God.
About
oh my
fake
God,
life.
Thank God this isn't real life.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I'm trying to
I don't
say.
Know how this became, you know, what's wrong with me?
If you take a lover and they do these and they make these gestures of extreme dedication. It should be a compliment. It shouldn't be something where you say, now I won't marry you.
Yeah, no, now we're going to break up. That's too much.
The circle mouth face or the tattoo or your name
just
on the neck?
Just the name on the neck is enough. The circle mouth just adds insult to injury, Vinny. I don't want that. I don't want my mouth in a circle
on
your hip. Oh my God.
If some guy wanted to put your face, if Johnny V wanted to put your face on a
making the circle mouth.
Yeah. Right.
No, I'm not going to have that for my husband.
I am not going to have that.
Other
Did you
idiot
hear that?
Out there wants to do that. Go ahead. I don't
Your chances
have to look
with
at
you
it.
That remain the same. Zero.
Exactly.
But go ahead and do whatever you want.
Man, you guys are no fun.
Oh, we're no fun.
Seriously.
Yeah, well, anyway, I got to find Amanda Fiske's tattoo so you can see that before we move on. It's you know, it's not exactly like the Toronto Maple Leafs logo, but...
Well, she'll have a great time when she visits Toronto.
Well, she may have to move there.
No kidding. Oh,
you got it?
All
you
right.
got it before I got it?
Yeah, I can't.
It's gone.
It went black.
Oh, nice.
It's gone.
So 1 minute, computer's she's got best. This meaningful, loving tattoo dedicated to her childhood. And now her friends, and see, it's not exactly the same, but she'll never see it.
Oh, that is enormous and stupid. And there's something wrong with that leaf. Like, it's been split down the middle. That's not what you want. It's a much bigger maple leaf than is on the Toronto.
It is very large.
Yeah, it's huge. It goes up from behind her ear all the way down to her collarbone.
And now it's ill-advised at best. Because someone had to point out that it looks like a baseball team logo.
And I don't know how old she is, but her neck still looks pretty good. So, you know.
She's young.
That's going to be, oh boy. Oh, lady.
She's a young lady.
Yeah, she's pretty. You know, as her neck starts to become ruinous as
the years go on,
that's going to look worse and worse.
A lot of people have tattoos. She will be among a lot of old people with ugly tattoos.
Well, congratulations on your terrible decision, lady. That is fantastic.
Come on.
Trying to point out that you should just zip it about
when someone gets
a tattoo.
All right. Well, if you get a tattoo of me on your neck, I'll just zip
it. I'm not going to do
that. In
fact,
I'll stop talking to you.
I just keep trying to tell you that if someone you're in love with, that should be a romantic gesture of dedication, not something where you say, I want to break up.
Yeah. Here's the thing is like already, you know, you seemed more into this than I was, and now we're going out in public, and you've got my face on your neck, and...
No, I didn't put your face on my neck.
All right, fine, my name, whatever.
Whatever.
It's like, yeah, I'm with that guy, and he got my name on him. I have to break up with him, but now he's making it really hard because of the whole neck tattoo.
I can't believe that's such a breakup offense.
Oh, God. It's like, stop it.
Doesn't anybody out there think that would be cool that the guy that you love, that loves you, that you love would put that
I'm
there?
I'm sure there are people who think that.
They got to, right?
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Here's
sure.
the problem.
It's so romantic.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
It's on the neck, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be somewhere where you'd be the only one that could see it?
Yeah, like I said yesterday,
Vinny's talking
on
about
your
the thigh,
wiener.
Right?
The thigh is the circle mouth tattoo. That is a real show of love.
Is it on the inner thigh so you can cross your leg over your man area?
Or
is it on the outer?
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I haven't thought this through. This is me just
running to the, with some wild idea, to the dirt guy.
To the dirt guy.
Whatever the guy's name is. Grimace?
Man, what have you done to my news break?
Oh, look what time it is.
Was it me?
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
I don't know if it was me or not. Hey, coming up, we have the Billboard Hot 100 and then some.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.